It's the DMV Dine-In Podcast, where we highlight the best restaurants, featuring the most talented chefs and bartenders, top restaurant owners, and the savviest local foodies in the DMV. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Come dine with us, DMV style. Today, we have the pleasure of learning more about an upscale, contemporary American steakhouse in Loudoun County, Virginia. We're at Eddie Merlot's restaurant in Ashburn, and joining us on the DMV Dine-In Podcast is Patrick Lazarus, a general manager here at Eddie Merlot's. Patrick, thank you so much for having us.
Elaine, thank you so much for getting us onto this platform, and I would like to thank Nick as well for, you know, coming all the way from Silver Spring to shoot this whole thing. And I would definitely like to let all our viewers know, and whoever's listening, to come to Eddie Merlot's and after listening to this podcast, and they will never be disappointed.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Sure, it is our pleasure to be here. This is a huge treat for us because we know that Eddie Merlot's is one of the great American steakhouses in the country. So this is a huge treat, and we are going to talk all about that amazing menu here in a second. But it is called Eddie Merlot's, and we know you have an extensive wine list. So let's talk about that. How many selections do you have? And yeah, can you tell us how you go about making the pairings for?
Certainly. Before I get to that, Elaine and Nick, let me also thank all those viewers who are going to be listening to this podcast. And this is Patrick Charles Lazarus, the general manager of Eddie Merlot's. I would definitely like to bring you in to Eddie Merlot's one of those days after hearing this podcast of ours. And thank you for listening well in advance. And as far as selections of wines is concerned, yes, we do have a huge variety, but everything is done at the corporate level. We have Mr. Breton Lamy, who is our beverage director, who goes above and beyond to reach out to the wine vendors and make sure that the wine which is in demand is being put on the list. And we do have all the standards, wine by the glass and by the bottle as well. So that is the standard in all Eddie Merlot's restaurant which we have. And besides that, we also do have some exclusive wines from different vineyards, and these are some of those wines which any regular guest would not be able to acquire in any of the grocery stores or any of the other restaurants. So those are some of those wines which we like to get hold of. Like recently I went and acquired a very special wine by Dow, which is called Patrimony. And I just got in three bottles, and I was trying to sell it to one of my locker holders. The moment he heard about that, he bought all three wines by himself.
Oh, wow.
Each wine is costing around $325. So there is guests of ours who are not, you know, compromising on good quality wine. Mm-hmm. And we do have a variety of almost 200 wine selections, almost 20 of Cabernets, 20 of Chardonnays. And it is really intriguing to see so much of wine, and also to see the consumption on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I can tell you this is one of my husband's favorite restaurants because of the great steak, of course, but also the wine. And I know every time he comes here, he likes to get educated by your servers who seem to know so much about the wine selections, and he loves that. I saw a case of Camus over there.
Absolutely.
That's one of his favorites, and I think he comes here especially for that often. He loves that.
So one of the things is we also constantly have promotions. Like right now, we do have Steaks Around the World promotion, which is going on, which started September 3rd, and it goes on till the end of October. And we featured three steaks around the world. I think one is from Argentina, which is a chimichurri steak and shrimp, and which is again accompanied by recommended by a nice bottle of wine or a glass of wine like Luigi Bosca Malbec. And then we have steak thing, which is featured from France, which is called Filet Rossini. And that, again, is recommended by a Maison Louis Jardin Bourgogne Pinot Noir. Then we have Italian steak, which is a Bistecca alla Florentina, which is highly recommended with a glass of Pepoli Chianti. Mm-hmm. So these are all the things which is featured, and Breton picks all the selection, and he sends it to all the Eddie Merlots in the restaurants.
Sure, and I believe there are 12 around the country, is that right?
12 it Eddie Merlots? It is 12 Eddie Merlots. The first one, I think, was started in 2001 at, I'm forgetting.
Indianapolis.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
That is what it is. And this was in 2001, but Ashburn location was done in 2017, February.
That's right. And I was here for your grand opening. I remember it was quite an event. I remember all these beautiful cars out front, Lamborghinis. It was fancy, and it was a wonderful event.
So, yeah, very, very, very true. And it's been, we have come a long way from that. And we have gone through some tough times, but we never stopped. We kept going ahead, and today this is where we are.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, you talked a little bit about the steaks around the world. That's one of your promotions. Let's talk about your menu here with the different beef selections. So I understand that only 2% of all U.S. beef is awarded that USDA Prime Beef certification, that which you serve here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us about the different cuts you offer.
So we do have prime beef, which we sell, and we are very, very proud of that. And we also have a sirloin steak, filet mignon, ribeye, which is 16 ounces, and we also get Wagyu, which comes specially from Tarpoli Creek Ranch in Queensland, Australia. So we are the only restaurant in the whole of US who carries that product.
Oh, wow.
And we are very, very proud about that.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about the wine. We've talked a little bit about the steaks. I know that Eddie Merlot's also has a great reputation for exceptional service. It sounds like something that's very big and important to Eddie Merlot's. How would you describe that for your listeners? Maybe someone who hasn't been here before, what can they expect when they come here?
So one of the things I would like to emphasize is recently we have been bought over by DRG Group, which is a Dividend Restaurant Group. And which is basically the CEO is Nishant Machado, and Ken Hoffman is the CEO. And their expectations are very high for Eddie Merlot's. And it all starts from the right hiring. So if we do not do any kind of random hiring for the restaurant, because Eddie Merlot's has a class of its own, and we say that if it is not exceptional, it is not acceptable. Mm. So we like to wow the guest. That is the whole idea. So to wow the guest, there's a lot of components which goes into that, making sure that the food and beverage is about the expectations, it's about standards, and making sure that the beverages which is rolled out from the bar is perfect, and also making sure that the vicinity, the building is clean, neat, presentable, and it has a great atmosphere, the great vibe, the lighting, the music. So all these attributes to a good restaurant. We just don't want to be a regular restaurant. We want a restaurant to stand out.
Yeah.
Because it is a tough competition.
Yeah.
You know, it's every nook and corner you look around, there are tons of restaurants opening up. So how can we be better? We can be better only two ways. Give good food, give good service, and maintain a good quality restaurant. And that is what we are all about.
Yeah. Well, I would say you guys are hitting the nail on all of those marks, because you walk in here and it's gorgeous. And I've been here before and the service is exceptional.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, the servers, they know what they're talking about. And my husband loves that, especially when it comes to wine. He kind of wants to be a little educated.
Absolutely.
And he gets that here. And of course, the food is amazing. We talked a little bit about the ambiance, but tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, I'm looking around, and if someone hasn't been here, tell us like a little bit about the artwork. And it's just beautiful. It's very classy in here. It's very
beautiful. one of the things, Elaine, which we really get from all our feedback, which we get from all our guests, is when they walk in, they feel that this is a very high class kind of a restaurant, and the artwork, like the mosaic tile work, which is on the wall, and the high arched ceilings, and the dome shaped lights, and the pillars, and classy booths, and cozy lounge area,
yeah.
Fireplace. So these are the things when they walk inside, and it's spacious. It's like 11,000 square feet of property. So we filled each and every nook and corner professionally. And it's got a lot of window space. We have tables around the window where the guests can, pick a nice cozy corner, and there is booths. And of course, there is a lounge area, the bar. It's amazing. People really, really love that.
Yeah, I also know that you have an outside space. Is that
we right? also do have yes. patio, which is open for summer. And come summer, we are literally setting up that place. And every guest who come in on reservations, they make sure they would like to sit in the patio.
Yeah. It's amazing because right here in One Loudoun, it's a very walkable area. So I know this is super upscale and people come here for their big events, their anniversaries and their special events, but I would imagine you have a lot of decent foot traffic too, and I know you have great happy hour specials, so it's kind of like, while it's very high end, a lot of people can come in here for great happy hour specials, come in here anytime, really.
Absolutely, Elaine. One of the things is One Loudoun is become like a concrete jungle right now, mm-hmm. with so many restaurants. People have plenty of choices. There's hotels around the corner, and we want to be the best. And we like to make sure that we give the best to the guests. We treat every guest who walk in as a celebrity.
Yeah.
No questions asked. We also make sure that our team members are very much aware of the same expectations. So any guest who walks in, it starts off from the host, making sure the energy is, conveyed through the smile, welcoming them and asking them, have they been here before? If they are a repeat guest, welcome back. So those are the things which really, really matter a lot. And once they're seated, my team members, who are professionally being trained and who have got the knowledge as well, they introduce themselves and take it up from there.
Yeah. I know you have private spaces and you can host events here. Tell us about that, some of the private events.
So we do have a sales manager, her name is Tali Shinna, and she does a remarkable job. She goes above and beyond to reach out to the guests, and she also goes door to door, literally, and reaches out to company people and asks them if they have any private functions to be held, and they can count on us. And that is how she really gets the business, and she goes and does marketing on her own. And plus, we do have a corporate marketing as well, but from her end, she makes it a point at least once a week to touch the local businesses. Mm-hmm. And we do have lots of our regulars who have parties over here. We do have 3 private dining rooms. One is a smaller place which can accommodate around 25 people called Chardonnay. And then we do have a medium-sized room called Merlot, which can accommodate around 50 to 60. And then 60 and above, maybe till 70, is Cabernet. So pretty much come holiday season, we are literally trying to get all those places covered up and get as many staff into the building as possible.
Yeah, so we're coming up here on the holidays, like Christmas, New Year, so I'm imagining your private event space is going to be pretty booked through the new year.
Very much, yeah. Very much. And we do keep getting calls. Unfortunately, we have to turn down the offer. I wish we had another Eddie Merlot where we can pass off this business from here to there.
Right. Well, we are getting to the point in our interview where we do what we call the lightning round, Patrick. So I'm just going to ask you some questions and feel free to tell me whatever comes to the top of your head.
Absolutely. All right. I'd love to.
So, Patrick, what is your favorite dish on the menu?
Oh my God, Elaine, I don't know where to start from, because if you look at it, if you look at that menu, it's got an exclusive menu. It's got soups, salads, appetizers, main course. We are known for our steaks, but besides that, we do have seafood, which is incredible, and awesome desserts. So if you're asking me about the appetizers, my sweet and spicy shrimp is the go-to. It is dredged in tempura batter and with sweet chili sauce. It is amazing. And we have some awesome soups. French onion soup is to go for, especially during the winter. Mm-hmm. And as far as the main course is concerned, yes, I do love a nice filet mignon. And I love a little spice to it, so I like the peppercorn sauce, mm-hmm. which goes with that. And that is my go-to thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So how many sauces do you guys have here?
We do have sauce béarnaise, sauce hollandaise, and peppercorn sauce. These are great accompaniments for the steaks.
Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing. Now I'm getting hungry. What's your go-to bottle of wine with your steak?
So any good steak needs to be anything which is charred, anything which is, you know, cooked on a grill, which has got that smoky flavor. You need to have something a little bold. Silver Oak Alexander Cabernet is my go-to, and it is one of the amazing wines. It is a fruit forward, and it's got a nice vanilla essence to it, and it's a little on the oakier side. Not a harsh bit of tannins at all, but it is an amazing accompaniment with the steak. I definitely would recommend that.
Good to know. You have a beautiful bar in the other room. Tell me about your cocktails, your favorite cocktail.
So my favorite cocktail, whenever I come here to dine with my family, Burnt Orange Manhattan is one of my favorite. Mm. I like a good bourbon, and we do have a private label, Eddie Merlot's bourbon, which is bottled by Knob Creek. So that, along with Carpano sweet vermouth and a dash of orange bitters and a flamed orange skin, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing, amazing drink.
This might be a hard question because there's a lot of great places to sit, but what would you say is the best seat in the house? Like if someone calls, they're saying, hey, I'm coming, I have a special event and I want the best seat in the house, where would you put them?
So most of the guests, Elaine, when they walk in, they do have a preference. Some guests like a booth. Some guests like to sit by the window. Some guests like to sit by the fireplace, you know, and some guests like a nice quiet corner. So we do have all these available to the guests. At any given time, if the guest changes the mind and say, hey, I don't want booth, I want a table. Yes, it is. It is possible.
There's that exceptional service again.
Thank you.
You told me your favorite appetizer already, but what is your favorite dessert on the menu?
The first time I'd ordered for a dessert in Eddie Merlot's, it was a carrot cake. And believe me, Elaine, it is such a massive helping. And it is an amazing carrot cake. I've tried carrot cake many a places, but the carrot cake which we make in the house, it's amazing. Mm. With the right cheese frosting and with the raisins, it is to die for.
Yum.
And I really, really love that.
And you make that here in-house?
We make it in-house. My chef has a good team who does that.
Impressive. Okay, so tell me about one of the most memorable nights here at Eddie Merlot's in One Loudoun.
So Elaine, talking about memorable nights, for me, every day I come to the restaurant, it is a memorable night. For the simple reason, I get to meet different guests. Every guest for me is special. Mm-hmm. I am very big on touching tables. I make sure that I walk around, introduce myself, and ask them if they'd been here before or this is the first time. If they are my regulars, I already know them. But if they're first time, I make sure they understand that we treat every guest the same. Mm-hmm. And we always make sure that, you know, we create such an impression that the guest is wowed and they keep coming back again and again. That is the whole idea.
Yeah.
We need to be in business. We need to do it right. And we have incorporated this with all the team members. We wanted every team member of mine to give service to the guests with empathy and treat them like their own family member.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. I wish more restaurants would do that, because it feels great to go into a place where, you know, you're paying a lot of money, you've picked a restaurant, and it just feels great when not only is it a great meal, but it's great service. I mean, you just leave and you want to come back. You have a smile on your face, and you guys are definitely hitting the mark on that. That's for sure.
Thank you, Elaine.
Sure. All right. Last question here. I am sure that Eddie Merlot's is your favorite restaurant, of course, but if you're out and about, are there any other restaurants in the DMV, Patrick, that you like?
So if I'm not eating steak, Elaine, I definitely like some kind of ethnic restaurant. So one of my favorite places in Herndon, it's called Chow Priya, which is a Thai restaurant. Mm. And I like Chef Francois, a good French cuisine. And then I also love Le Diplomat in Washington, D.C.
Me too.
So I don't know whether you've been there, but is an amazing, amazing restaurant.
Yes.
And anybody can just walk in, feel comfortable. There's nothing, you know, nothing crazy about that. It's just, you love that vibe.
I agree. I don't mean to talk about my husband so much on this particular podcast, but that's his favorite restaurant.
Oh, is that
DC.
So? Wow,
yes.
I can't believe that.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
We go there all the time. So I think you have something in common with him. You like great food, great service, great vibes.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds
Absolutely.
Like. Well, that is it for us today. Patrick, thank you so much.
Of course, Elaine. Thank you so much to you. Thank you to Nick. And I'm so glad that you chose Eddie Merlot's, Ashburn. And I would like to invite each and everybody who's listening to this podcast to be our guest. Come try us out and enjoy the hospitality which we give.
Well, you heard it here. Come and be their guest here at Eddie Merlot's. Once again, we want to thank Eddie Merlot's for having us. We want to thank you, our listeners, for checking out this podcast today. If you haven't been here, trust me, you need to come here. Make a reservation. You can check them out on their website. You can follow them on social media to see all of their updates and their promotions, fun events. And don't forget to follow us as well at the DMV Dine-In. If you like this episode, go ahead and give us a like and give us a review too. Until next time, I'm Elaine Espinola. Thanks for dining with us DMV style. Cheers.